The names, my wife is Nancy, our daughter, her name is Cheyenne Grace. It's an American name, Cheyenne, and Filipinos have trouble of pronouncing her name, Cha-Cha-Cha. I said Cheyenne. No, they pronounce it Cheyenne. And she's 15 years old. My wife was 3 months pregnant when we came back to the Philippines. So I told the Filipinos that Cheyenne was made in America. But she has flat nose because she's made by Filipinos. And MJ, he just turned MJ. MJ stands for not Michael Jordan. Yes, I like basketball, but MJ stands for Myron James. And then, of course, Jordan is our youngest, and he's 10 years old. And yes, that's true. In the Philippines, the people loves to come to church and stay in the church, especially the young people. And of course, the mothers have to go home and, you know, take care of their house because the husband, especially the unbelieving husbands, they get mad and we don't want to close the door for them. So we bring them as fast as we can to their house so that they could cook food for the lunch, you know, and the children will be there. But most of the people in the Philippines in our church wants to stay and have fellowship. But it's been a blessing to partner with you in fulfilling the Great Commission. This morning, I would like to share to you a message from the Old Testament in Habakkuk, in the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2. when I went to Pastor Eric May's church last Sunday morning in Cornerstone, and he asked me, on what I'm going to preach. I said, Pastor, I'm going to start in the Old Testament, and you know, continue in the New Testament, and ends in the Concordance. So it's entire Bible, but we will do that this morning. We'll start in the Old Testament, and we will continue in the New Testament. In Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1, 2, and 3. The Bible says in verse number 1, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. I'll be preaching to you on this phrase, though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this morning. Thank you, Lord God, for gathering us in this place to worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us the privilege to work together in the ministry. Thank you for allowing us to celebrate in your work this morning. Lord, help us also to celebrate in your word. Bless your servant, bless your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Wait for it, because it will surely come. In the Old Testament, there are three key persons in Israel. Number one, the king that rules the nation. Then number two, the priest. The priest, they represent God to the people. And then number three is the prophets. The prophet, they represent the people. The priest represent the people to God, and the prophet represents God to the people. This is what happened in Prophet Habakkuk. Prophet Habakkuk, he has been longing and looking and waiting for a message or a vision from God so that he could deliver it to the people. And if you could see here, my friends, in verse number 1, Habakkuk said, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision or the message and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. So make it plain so that everybody could understand it. In the Bible school in Marietta, they trained us and they taught us to preach on American churches. And to make us understand and remember, they put it on three S's. The first S, it should be simple, so that everybody could understand the thing that we always have a hard time because of the language barrier. And the second is, it should be sound, truth, biblical. The Bible says about sound doctrine. So simple, sound, just like Habakkuk, God said, write the vision and make it simple. Amen? So simple, sound, and then it should be short. You know, so when you preach American, it should be short. So I'll make it short this morning. Amen? So we are not doing Filipino time, but American time. But here, God told him in verse 3, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. It will come. When it come, it will speak, it will not lie. But God told him to wait for it. Habakkuk, just wait for it. It will come. The word wait, it doesn't mean to sit and do nothing. It means to look forward. It means to expect of things coming. It means to do the things that you are supposed to do while looking forward for the results. Just like pastors, we pray for messages and lessons on Sunday morning. We don't sit and do nothing, no. We work on it. We pray. We do what we're supposed to do. We pray, and then we study the Word of God, and we observe. We observe the people. We observe the places. And then by doing that, God gives us a message for all of us. Amen? Just like Habakkuk. Habakkuk said in verse number 1, look at your Bible, I will stand upon my watch. He didn't say, I will just sit and do nothing. He said, I will stand upon my watch. And he said, I will set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me. So wait for it, because it will surely come. Just like Habakkuk. Just like the farmer. The farmer, they go out to the field, tills the land, sows the seed, and work hard. And while doing all those things, they are looking forward for the harvest. Just like the fisherman will go to the lake or go to the sea and then do the things that he is supposed to do, and while doing all those things, he is waiting for catch. Just like the worker gets up in the morning, goes to work hard, and while doing all those things, he is waiting for the paycheck. Amen? Just like the businessman makes transactions to people, and invest his money wisely, and while doing all those things, he's waiting for the profits. Just like the pastors, we study hard, we pray hard, we work, we minister to people, and while doing all those things, we are looking for the results. Souls saved and lives changed. Amen? Just like the missionary on deputation, we pray, we make phone calls, we send documents, we travel, we present the ministry, we preach the Word of God, and while doing all those things, we are looking forward for the result. Just like the missionary on the mission field, we knock on doors, we distribute tracts, we pray, we study the Word of God, we share the gospel, we make follow-ups, we preach and teach God's Word, and while doing all these things, we are looking forward for the results. And just like all of us Christians, we serve God, and while doing that, we are waiting for His coming. Amen? In 1 Thessalonians, look at your Bible. See, when I run out of English, I go to the Bible. Okay? To help me, keep on going. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse number 5. In our country, especially in my dialect, I speak fast. So when I speak fast, just listen fast. Amen? And we'll go together. First, Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5. The Bible says, "For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And ye became followers of us, and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction, with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that ye were examples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God." And here's the word, "and to wait for his Son," amen, "from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come." This morning, I would like to share to you about the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Number one, the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is sure. S-U-R-E, sure. What makes us think that it is sure? Well, it is sure because Jesus promised it. Amen? He said in John 14:1, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again." That is His promise. And the Bible says that He is faithful that promised. Amen? The Bible says that God cannot lie. It didn't say that God will not lie. No, it said God cannot lie. He just can. It is against His nature to lie. Amen? The devil is a big liar. People are liars, but God cannot lie. So when He said, "I will come again," He will come again. Amen? So the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is sure. Just wait for it, because it will surely come. Amen? It is sure. Look at your Bible in Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20. Okay, see? We started in the Old Testament, and now we are in the last book and last chapter of the New Testament. Revelation chapter 20, verse 7. Revelation 27. The Bible says, "Behold, I come." If your Bible is red letter edition, it is written in red. It means it is the words, the very words of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, "Behold, I come." Look with me in verse number 12. Again, it's red letter. "And behold, I come." That is the Lord Jesus Christ saying. And in verse number 20, it says here, "Surely, I come." The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is sure. Amen? Sure. The number two, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is soon. S-O-O-N. Not only sure, but it is soon. Amen? It could be today. It could be tomorrow. We don't know. It is soon. Jesus Christ is coming soon. Amen? Look at your Bible in verse number 7 again. It says here, "Behold, I come." Here's the word, "quickly." In verse number 12, "And behold, I come." Here's another word. Here's the word again, "quickly." And in verse number 20, another word. Here's the word again, "quickly." Amen? It is soon. And then not only that, the coming of the Lord, the second coming of Jesus Christ is sure. Number two, it is soon. The number three, it is gonna be sweet. Amen? It is gonna be sweet. Look at your Bible in verse number 7 again. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. It is gonna be said for those Christians who are doing and applying the Word of God in their lives. Amen? It's gonna be sweet. Then verse number 12, the Bible says, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. It's gonna be sweet for those Christians who are serving God and waiting for His coming. God is coming, He is coming with the rewards for us. And even in verse number 20, look at here, surely I come quickly. John said, amen. Even so, come Lord Jesus. That's how sweet that even John the Beloved is praying for it. Are we praying for His coming? Are we waiting for His coming? It's gonna be sweet. Amen? We were working one time in our church, and if you could see, the church is very furnished. Because first, we want to make it functional, and the second, we want to make it presentable. You know, it's God's house. Amen? It's God's work. It represents God, so we should do our best. So we were doing our best. We were working whole day, and then we work whole day and whole day and whole day, and then in the evening, church people will come from work. They will work again, so we could not stand and watch and rest. We work with them. And one of the guys told me, Pastor, what if we've done everything finished, it's furnished, beautiful, and then suddenly Jesus will come? And I said, well, if you want to stay, you can stay. You know, if you want to stay, you can stay and have this building. We will go there. And he said, oh, I'll go with you, Pastor. I will not stay. But my friend, the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's going to be sweet. Amen? Look at your Bible in 1 Corinthians. This is how sweet it is. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. No, chapter 15, I should say. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 51. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51. The Bible says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. You see, your president is biblical. You know, his name is in the Bible. Trump. And you can see also in the First Thessalonians, the trump of God. So your president is biblical. His name is in the Bible. At the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when the corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen? Wait for it, because it will surely come. Another passage in 1 Thessalonians. Okay, open your Bible with me in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Okay, this is the cross reference of the passage that we just read. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Okay, let's start in verse number 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them that which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, do you believe that? Say amen. If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Verse 15. For this cause we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump. Another word again. The trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen? That is how sweet it is. That's why he said, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. When you are suffering, you have troubles, and everything is going on and on and on, and you want comfort, you go to a brother, and instead of being comforted, it makes worse. Just remember of the second coming of Christ, that when he comes, everything will be gone. Amen? No sin, no suffering. Here in America, you are always advanced. The Philippines, we are called third world country. Technology and everything, the lifestyle advanced. But we have one thing important that is advanced time. We are 12 hours advanced in the Philippines. 12 hours. So it's still a Sunday evening there. So if the Lord comes back on Sunday morning, we will go first. Because it's going to be Saturday evening here. We will go first. No, we'll go together. Amen. A friend came to me. He said, no, Brother Fidel, you will not go first. American churches and Christians will go first. I said, why? We are 12 hours advanced. No. The Bible says the dead in Christ shall rise first. And church are dead here, so we'll go first. But you know, my friend, we will go together. Amen? To meet the Lord in the air. And we all gonna see His face. The one who loved us and died for us. The one who saved us. Amen? That's why John the Beloved said, oh, you are coming, Lord. Please come. Please come. And this is my fourth time to travel alone from my family. Been sacrificing for the ministry that the Lord had told us to do. And I always love to buy things for my kids and my wife. Things from here as a present. In 2011, Pastor Craig bought a skateboard for my son Jordan. But they love to see the presence. But every time they see my face, especially my wife and my kids, and I see their face, home, sweet home. Amen? There's no place like home. Your president, his name is Trump. He's blowing his trumpet. You illegal aliens, get out from this country. Go home to your country. And there's nothing wrong with that. If they want to come and stay, they have to do it in a proper way. Amen? Amen? But he's doing that. You illegal aliens. But when the trump of God, when the last trump, not your president, will blow, we will hear, it means you, strangers and pilgrims in this world, get out from that world. Come home in heaven. Amen? Amen? That's going to be how sweet it is. The second coming of Jesus Christ is soon, sure, soon, and it's going to be sweet. But last and not the least, it's going to be sad. Sad. It's going to be sad for the Christians who are not doing the will of God. Because that's going to be the end of the opportunity of serving God. it's going to be sad for those Christians who are not sharing the gospel to their families, because that's going to be the end of the opportunity. They're going to be left here in this world and experience the vengeance of God, the wrath of God. That's how sad it is. And it's going to be sad for the unbelievers. We share them the gospel, we pray for them, but they keep on rejecting and ridiculing. But when Jesus comes again, it's going to be the end of the opportunity for them to be saved. The Bible says, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The reason why He is not coming back yet, because He is giving people a chance to be saved, so that when He comes back, He could bring them to heaven. Amen? It's going to be sad. When I was in the Bible school, we have a song that my favorite. Every time I sang that song, I always cry. The title of the song is, "They Will Never Crucify Him Again." They will never crucify Him again. I read an article on social media. It says, when? Well, if Jesus will come again, then we will kill Him again. It's sad. It is a mockery. Why? Because for the first place, they did not kill Jesus. They did not took His life. Jesus gave His life. And the truth is, He gave His life for them. Amen? The song says that they took Jesus to the courtyard, they slapped on His face, they spat on Him. We sometimes just focus on the physical suffering of Jesus for us, but let us also consider the emotional suffering of Jesus Christ. Because He was 100% man, just like you and me. The people He has created and He has sustained, instead of worshiping Him, thanking Him, they were rejecting Him. But the song said in the chorus, but someday they will bow before Him and worship His name. They won't drive nails on His hands and on His feet. Because when He came the first time, He came as a Savior. Amen? He came for sinners to be saved. But when He comes the second time, He will come for the saints to take us all home. When I start praying for the sick people, it's hard to stop because there are a lot of them. You know, I prayed for pastor, for missus, and it's a lot of sickness. But all the sickness and the problems will be gone. But my friend, it's going to be sad. It's going to be sad. That's why we pastors, we always encourage our people that to share the gospel as long as we have time. Because if Jesus will come, that's what the song said, work for the night is coming. You know? So as long as we have the time to work, let us work. Let us do our job. Amen? Jesus told us to preach the gospel to every creature. And not only the people in the Philippines, the children there, also the people surrounds you. God wants them to hear the gospel. Pastor, they keep on rejecting me. Well, just keep on doing what you are doing. Pray and God will use you. Amen? That's what the word wait means, is to do the things that we are supposed to do and while looking forward for the result. To do the things that we are supposed to do as Christians and while looking forward for the coming of Christ. Amen? When Jesus left, He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's why you have ministries here and you have world missions, because you want to do what God told you to do to all the world. So, by us or through us, you are preaching the gospel to my country. If you remember in the book of Psalm, it says, the Lord gave the word. Great is the company of those that publish it. So we are in this publishing business. And what we are publishing is the gospel of Christ. Amen? So through me, you are publishing the gospel of Christ in my country. I shared to you, I'm not sure if you remember that the Americans brought three M's in the Philippines. Three M's, letter M. First, the Americans brought the military. I just heard a brother prayed for the military. That's good. Because no country in the world that sacrificing in the military, you know, sending your troops to the other country just to give us freedom. So you sent the Philippines your military M. The number two, the second M is the missionary. I am a product of a mission, American missionary. I am a fourth generation of an American missionary. His name is Babios, and Babios trained Gisalva, and Gisalva trained Bereso, and Bereso trained me. So fourth generation. So you sent your missionary to the Philippines. The first M is military. The second M is missionary. The third M is the McDonald's. The McDonald's. You know McDonald's? You may say, Pastor, what's the point? The point is this. Filipinos don't have to come to America to have to taste, to try McDonald's. Because Americans brought McDonald's there. Some of them like it, some of them don't like it. But at least they have tried the product. Amen? And to tell you, McDonald's, the Philippines, they serve rice. They serve spaghetti and fried chicken. Yeah. But my friend, what I'm trying to say is, that's what we are now doing. Filipinos don't have to come to America to hear the gospel because Americans brought the gospel there. And the people in Cebu don't have to go to the Leyte because we are bringing the gospel to Cebu. Amen? So you are publishing, you are bringing the gospel to the people through my partner, through the partnership of our ministry. Thank you so much for your partnership and even friendship. Because it goes, I want to strengthen it, but my friend, the Bible says, wait for it because it will surely come. Just wait. Just keep on doing what you are supposed to do as God's children here on earth. Just keep on spreading the gospel of Christ. Just keep on be a blessing, a light to this world. And when He comes, it's going to be sweet. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your goodness. Thank you for your precious word. Thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Craig. Thank you, Lord God, for Miss Kim and the family. Thank you, Lord, for the people in this church. Thank you, Lord God, for saving us and for giving us the privilege to serve you together in fulfilling the Great Commission. Lord, we have this suffering and trials and challenges. Lord, help us to wait on the second coming of Christ. Oh, Lord God, continue to work in our lives. Continue to give us the grace that we need to do the things that we are supposed to do while waiting for your coming. Oh Lord God, help us to continue to publish the gospel message, surround us and even in all the world, Lord. Bless this church. In Jesus' name, amen.